Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of
trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our high performance monthly training program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
Let's talk about personal responsibility and self-reliance. Have you ever met somebody who just drives you nuts because you're like, why are they not more responsible? And it drives you insane. Or you know somebody who just, they just for whatever reason cannot stand on their own in life. You're like, could you please make a decision? You know, you go to dinner with somebody like, I don't know, honey, can you tell me what to order? You're like, ah! Right? Now we all know somebody like that, and some of us has been guilty at some parts of our lives of being that type of person. So let's dial this in. What does personal responsibility really mean? And what happens in our lives when we have it? Well, I personally feel that when we are more personally responsible for our own lives, life blooms. You know, a magic enters our life. Not just the magic of confidence and certainty in who we are, but a sense of total truth with what life is supposed to be for ourselves. You know, we are not meant to be victims or apathetic people laying around hoping that something comes along and changes our lives, because only two things change our lives. Either something new does come into our life and it changes our direction, changes our insight, changes who we are. Maybe when we win the lottery or that lucky white knight comes in and saves your life, you know? Or something new comes from within you. And I think what that thing is that comes from within us that's so powerful that retakes our life, what is that magic? It's personal responsibility. I know that's so simple. It's like almost like, it doesn't sound sexy to say be responsible for your life. But I think we have five main responsibilities in our lives. And if we take control of each of these areas of our lives, like a new power comes into our life, a new joy and zest. And I would argue more over time, success, connection, joy, love, abundance come along with it. That first thing that we are personally responsible for is our aim, right? Our ambition, our desire, our goal, our dream. I just call it our aim. You know, successful people, they look out there and they say, what is it that I desire of my life? And they go for it. You know, they've set an intention. They have set a direction for who they are and where they're going and what is meaningful to them, who they want to have along with them. I mean, their aim is extraordinarily tight. I mean, they really do see where they're going and what they want. They don't always know the full picture. They just kind of know, I want to be like this. I want to do things like this. And they start along that path. And because they're following their own path, even if they don't know where exactly it goes, they're living the adventurous life. You know, they're entering a new phase of their life where they truly feel like this journey is their own versus just
being carried along by their parents or their professors or their peers or their coworkers. It's their own. They have their own aim in life. I think we have to take control of that. I think tonight would be a good time for you to sit down and say, okay, what is it I want in the major areas of my life? You know, what is it I truly have an aim and ambition for in my work life, in my relationships, in my sense of spiritual and emotional self, you know, in my physical health and vitality, in, you know, my overall direction in life? You know, what do you want next week to be about? And if you don't know, then you are quote unquote aimless. And when you're aimless, it's pretty easy to feel pretty lost. You know, it's like you kind of wander around, and the world is a big wilderness. That's why in Montana we always say, the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. You know, the world's a big thicket of crazy throngs of people who have all their wants and their wills. And if you don't have your own direction, if you have not set your own life agenda, they will set one for you. So you have to direct your own aim. The second thing you have to direct is your attention. Where is your attention going each moment of the day, right? The ability to be fully present is really just guiding one's attention to this moment, giving ourselves an alertness and attention, an awareness to the very now that we are experiencing, right? That's power. When you are more attentive to your life, to the moments that you experience, it's amazing. But attention also applies to what are we paying attention to overall in our life? And most of us are being guided, again, by the aims of others, so we are taken from our own attention of what we should be focusing on and stripped away into the distractions of the world. Most people's attentions are not being, they're not paying attention to what they should be paying attention to based on their goals, their desires, their dreams, or their demands and responsibilities of life. They're paying attention to the distraction that showed up. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we really, if we're gonna accomplish a lot and go where we want to in our lives and really sense the fullness of this moment, we have to guard our attention from all the garbage that can come in and sweep it away. I think the third thing that we are absolutely responsible for in our lives, and when we take responsibility of this thing, life absolutely explodes in joy, and that's our attitude. You know, how are you meeting life? Are you meeting life, you know, energized and alive and buoyant and excited and enthusiastic and positive? Or you can't wait for the next moment to unfold? Or are you like, well, here we go again. Bah. And you know these people. Have you seen them? I see them. Watch people when they walk down the street.
Damn light.
It's like they're so upset. It's like their attitude stinks so bad that I can't stand to be around them. It's just like they're just emanating nasty, dark, bad energy in the world. And why? Because they chose to. And some people say, no, Brendan, no one would choose that. Yeah. They did. They chose to have a bad attitude just enough over a period of time that became part of their personality. That their attitude now is just fixed, it is closed, it is angry, upset, or bordering on the negative emotional qualities of life, rather than realizing the incredible magic and experience that we all have available to us each and every single moment of the day. There's a lot of magic around here, you know? And when you sense that, when your attitude is open, you're allowing yourself to learn. When your attitude is open, you're allowing yourself to connect with other people. When your attitude is open, finding happiness isn't something you do. You create it. You choose the attitude of happiness. You don't have to have happiness. You generate it. You don't have to have good energy today. You generate it. I always say the power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. And you yourself are generating an attitude. It was not fixed on you. Everything we've learned in psychology over the years is that you can literally change your attitude just by controlling your thoughts and directing them in a new, positive, healthy social ways. Why not do that? you all deserve to have a good attitude. It's a choice. Just like happiness is a choice, it's a choice. Choose to have a good attitude.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.